Dear nobody, salt or sugar? Dear nobody, sugar or salt?
Salt or sugar? Sugar. Or salt. This is your spiritual question. Why, you can only eat one? No, you can do both at the same time. Do you have some kind of restriction that you may only consume one of these things? You have the opportunity to ask a spiritual teacher to share with you some of their knowledge, and what you do, you ask them, salt or sugar? If you have ever made chocolate chip cookies, you may already know that adding some salt makes the cookies taste sweeter. Now, why is that? It is because we need contrast. We need the two things together to truly appreciate what we have. And so choosing one over the other is limited. If something is just a sweet lollipop or one of those hard candies, all that is there is the sweetness. And it is one-dimensional. Perhaps you've had salted licorice, the black licorice, and it is quite good. So picking one over the other, salt over sugar, or sugar over salt, both end up being hollow in a way because there isn't the contrasting flavor to add complexity. One could not exist without the other. So often we are led into dualistic thinking, either this or that, good or bad, right or wrong. Perhaps it is a thought experiment. And if you consider these very specific thought experiments, you might be led to the conclusion that consciousness is the essential ingredient of the universe. Not salt or sugar. And so next time, listener, instead of asking a culinary question, perhaps you might ask a question about the nature of the universe. But the short answer is I prefer salted chocolate.